talks about the end of the world when Christ comes back. And in verse 13, it says, "Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." Underline that word righteousness. What is righteousness? It's right living. Right living with God, right living with our fellow man, and even right living with our enemy. So how do we become righteous? Because we see in 2 Peter 3:13, when this earth passes away, the righteous will inherit heaven. So as Christians, we want to be righteous. And how do we become righteous? What is righteousness in the eyes of God? And it occurred to me, in order to become righteous, we often need an example. And I would like for you to turn your Bibles to 1 Peter, second chapter, and I'm going to read verses 21 through 24. And what I mean by that, we need examples. 20 years ago, if a kid wanted to play basketball, he stuck his tongue out of his mouth, he wore Nike shoes, and he wanted to glide through the hoop, to the hoop, to dunk the basketball. Why? Because Michael Jordan was his example. Now, just 3 years ago, Michael Jordan really isn't an example. It's a little guy who went to Davidson College by the name of Steph Curry that can shoot the ball from downtown Greenville all the way here at Augusta Road and hit the hoops. That's what everybody emulates now. The example is Steph Curry, and I want to shoot the three. I'm using the sports analogy because that's what kids look at. And for those who want to play football, you no longer have to be athletic like Michael Vick. You can be Tom Brady. Just make certain you got a quick release, and you can throw the ball in a matter of seconds, and you will go down as one of the great quarterbacks. Now, what do we Christians need as an example? Well, let's take a look at 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, starting at verse 21, and I'm going to read through 24. "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps." What are those steps? Verse 22, "who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to our sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed." This tells us our example is Christ. He was obedient to his Father, suffered and died for us. Even though we were enemies, he loved us. Christ is our example of love, unselfishness, because if you're selfish, you can't have love. Christ is the example of unselfishness, love, and compassion. That's our example. Also, it talks about being obedient to the Father. We have to be obedient to Christ, to God, to his ways, to what we read in the Bible. That makes us righteous. So being loving, unselfish, kind, compassionate, and obedient are our paths to righteousness. Christ also is very understanding. He empathizes and sympathizes with us. Despite the fact that we sin, he understands us, forgives us, and he still loves us. When we go about our daily lives, we have to be understanding of people who are not in the best position. We have to be compassionate with those people. We have to show love. We have to show kindness. We have to show mercy, because after all, Christ has showed that to us. Also, another example of Christ is that he is unwavering. He is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow. Also, with Christ, he is unfailing. He sticketh closer to us than a brother. That's the example that we should follow. And Christ is undaunted. Even though he knew he was going to die for sins that he didn't commit, he still went to the cross and came up victorious. We have to do the same thing in this life if we want to inherit heaven and be part of the righteousness. We want to be part of the righteous, and we want to be in a righteousness state. Therefore, we need to have Christ as our example. There are not enough Christians in our world today that are willing to be examples, Christ-like examples, not hypocritical. That's what the world needs. People who are Christ-like and show love and compassion at all turns. I think the song that we're going to sing is I've Decided to Follow Jesus, and that's the best example that we can follow. I believe you will find that in your hymnal, page 272. If you have not set that proper example by being the type of Christian that you should have been or that you should be, this is the time to get it right. Ask for forgiveness and ask for prayers of the righteous. Also, if you're not part of the body, you will not be part of that righteousness that will be called heaven. Please make that right. We see the world today that is not even safe to go to school. That used to be the last thing on my parents' mind. School was the safest place that I could go. They worried about me once I got a driver's license, because everybody knows that driving is hazardous. Not going to school. It is now. So we don't know what tomorrow may bring. So let's get it right while we can, as we all stand together and sing the invitation song.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.